Yes, that's the time of the week again for the Three Juventinos podcast show, show 65. And we are doing it this evening from my place. Yes, my place, due to 48 hours being used for a gnocchi class. So, to everyone attending the gnocchi class at South Yarra in Melbourne, Australia, enjoy your class. But we got serious things to talk about this evening. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty disappointed, a bit gutted. But as I say, there's a long way to go in Serie A. And maybe Inter will drop points. But look, I think we just need to concentrate on getting back on the winner's circle and winning games. But in saying that, it will be a phone-in show this evening. Two parts to the podcast. First part will be Juventino Anthony, so I'll get him on the line and we can start digressing the Inter game in which we had a very disappointing loss and many questions.
Good evening.
Anthony, Juventino, mate, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
Oh, just telling our listeners how, you know, feeling a bit gutted and disappointed. But as they say, there's still a long road to the end still. And it's Inter's to lose, basically. They are, you know, a bit tied up with the Champions League as well. So maybe they will drop points. But look, in saying about Juventus, disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just, I don't know, there's been a lot of I watched a lot of like reports and interviews and stuff and just analysis after the games, and you kind of, you know, people are going, oh, you know they've been the better team all year, this and that. Yeah, look, we understand that they have had some big wins. You know, Inter's team, you know, a lot of them are also older. You got to also think we've got a pretty young side too. Yes, we've spent more money than them on our team, but I mean, Inter's done that in the past as well, and we've been, you know, the Italian champions on many occasions.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where I still feel that we're kind of in a bit of a transition. And, you know, not having Chiesa for the full game for me doesn't help. I just feel like it's disappointing. I think it's more disappointing the way we played in the first half more than anything. I think I still feel, and I know, you know, if you win a game, people are always going to praise the coach, and when they lose, you're gonna crack it and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm sure we'll be talking about this more as we go in depth with the game. Yeah. But our style of play,
very defensive.
Can
this game especially?
It's very defensive. It's very defensive, and the problem is if you look at the Inter game when we played in Turin, yes, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, if Juventus go and they attack a lot, then they're going to open themselves up, and Inter's just going to beat them and whatever. Well, in the first game when we played in Turin, we put a lot more pressure on them. We played more of an attacking game. And yes, we didn't come through with the win. Both teams had chances and it ended up being a draw. The thing is, sometimes it's good to just play like that and see how you go. When you're a defensive team, unless you know you're really hard to score against, which isn't the case with us, because as good as we are defensively, we still have a lot of issues. We've had plenty of games where we've had issues with, you know, someone in defense, or there's even been times when, look, Szczesny's been awesome, but there's been certain games where he hasn't played great. But I just feel that we've played defensive for so long, and it's not working. Like, it's not working all the time. And if you keep doing what we're doing, we're just going to keep dropping points. And that's what we have done. It's not just this season. It's been many other seasons. So yeah. I feel that we're playing the wrong style of play for this type of team.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with you. And what we'll do, we'll just get straight into the the stats and, you know, the obviously 1-0 victory to Inter Milan. So round 23 away game at the San Siro. It was 1-0. Own goal, Gatti in the 37th. Yeah, shouldn't have happened, but it did. Shots on goal, 15-12, Inter's way. Shots on target, 3-1, which I was quite surprised. Possession, 54-46, their way. Fouls, even at 8-8. 5 yellow cards, 2-3 to Juventus. No reds. Offsides, it was none. And corners, 6-4. So, Inter's at first, 4 points with a game in hand, and Juventus is sitting second, 4 points, which now Milan's in third spot. So we need to start winning games, don't we? So
yeah, we do. Yes. We do, because Milan's playing pretty well.
They've
consistently been winning, and you know, they've just got Europa as well. So it's not like they're, you know, they've got Champions League where they need to make, you know, like Champions League's a different ball game, as we know.
Yeah.
They've just got Europa now. So, yeah, it's...
I was going to say, Ant, what got me in this game was because we were sitting so deep, going forward, it kept on getting chopped off as usual, that defensive style that we do play. What really disappointed me in this is Vlahovic has got a very bad record at the San Siro in scoring goals.
Yeah,
he had a golden opportunity, and he basically shanked it. You know, like one critical point with him is, if it's not on, it ain't on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
That is the disappointing part. Like, obviously, in the first leg, you know, in the first game last year when we played in Turin, he scored the first goal. But then, again, defensively, Gatti in both occasions was out-muscled by Thuram.
Yeah.
And... these are type of things that, you know, that's just how it is. And, you know, we've been on their end many times before against them as well.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where the team's got to learn. But I feel that they, you know, the times in recent times that we have done really well against Inter have been pre-Allegri, you know? There were times when we had Sarri in that, and, you know, Inter had a pretty similar team, and, you know, we had some different players, but we also had some players that weren't as good, and we still got the job done. So, look, it's just one of those things where, you know, I feel that, you know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, yeah, we weren't good enough. Yeah, we weren't, but I put it down to the structure of how we're playing. You're going to play a team like Inter, You need to, I think, be a bit more attacking.
Yeah.
Even though that's more of their style, just going with the defense the whole time, you're bound to cop a goal.
Yeah. It showed in this game, didn't it? Like, we all don't like Inter for obvious reasons, but their midfield is better than ours.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, look at the way they've been playing. They are a decent midfield. Their midfield is decent. Good quality. Look.
And the thing is, just the way we, you know, with our midfield and stuff, you know, even if we are a little bit more defensive, not good enough to stop a midfield like them. So if you can't do that and you can't get the ball off them, yeah. then you're losing even more in a game.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I guess, you know, you got to play to your strengths. And I still feel that a lot of our midfielders have good strengths.
Mm.
Also, you know, formations, we can talk about formations and all that.
I think this, like if we talk about the formations, I felt in this game we needed to go back to a four in the back, not a three.
Of course.
Being Inter, it would have been more better and probably better soaking up pressure having four than having the three. But he drops back two from the midfield to go back even further back to help out the defence. But if he had a four from the start, I think that's a stepping stone going forward to try and be more attacking. But we just kept on sitting too far back. It just killed the opportunity on the counters.
Yeah.
So,
it's, like I said, there's a lot for us to learn.
Yeah, I think we do. Like, and questions need to be asked too, Anthony. Like I was telling the boys, we watched that at 48 hours in South Yarra here in Melbourne, Australia, at the HQ of our club, and a lot of the boys were not only talking about Serie A, but moving forward. I mean, Max's game style, if we get back into Europe, I mean, it's very negative football that you're going to get smashed.
You're going to get smashed. Yeah,
the good teams are going to smash us. So we need to probably look at it further, maybe towards the end of this season. I mean, Juventus are thinking about renewing his contract, but, mate, I don't think Max can take this next group forward for another project. I think it needs a coach that's going to be good with younger players and mould the team into being an attacking team.
The biggest thing I worry about is with the extension is, like, you know, if you extend and you've got a team that is aging or whatever, then you're just kind of like, well, whatever.
Mm.
The fact that it's so young to me is just like players are either going to leave or they're going to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
That's a problem. It's very negative, but players will either leave or they'll stick with Juventus and go through some tough times.
Yeah, it's like Rabiot. Rabiot's in one, for instance, like 1 year. Now they're saying, oh, Inter Milan. You know, I don't know whether that's tongue-in-cheek or bullshit, but those reports are pretty, you know, strong. You know, they're willing to do that, but they need to sell players. They've got financial issues, right? But then in saying that, Sandro, for instance, just using him as an example, he plays him in the second half. I mean, the guy's leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me you haven't got a defensive player on the bench, like Rugani, to come on, you know, to slot in and then move a player. Like, I don't get it.
Such late substitutions where we still had some time to at least salvage a draw. He made some silly decisions putting Meretti on and Sandro. Yeah.
And what about Illing Jr.? I mean, they went from saying his trade bait, selling him. Now they're saying they're going to, you know, extend his contract. But tell me, Anthony, we're missing on this one.
Why
wouldn't
you play him? Yeah,
he's an attacking player. The last 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes, chuck him on.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. But between formations, being defensive, and not doing substitutions or using players more is quite annoying. And,
you should be thinking to yourself, okay, all right, we're 1-0 down. Yeah. All right, we need to change it up. We'll give these guys a crack. Let's chuck on the Weah, Chiesa, Inelin Jr. and just go for it. Do you know what? One thing was in this game, what have you got to lose if you're trying to go for that goal to draw to score? I don't understand it with Max. You know, Max always leaves it late. So,
Totally agree. And realistically, like, this is another thing too. It's like we, you know, Chesney pulled off a couple of great saves.
Two world-class saves.
Could have been a much different scoreline,
right? Definitely.
We could have got pumped, but the thing is, That's the thing. If you're playing defensive, you need to start thinking, well, we could easily have just gotten pumped.
Yeah.
So why there has to be – it's not working. You can't just look at it and go, oh, well, defensive, we lost 1-0. Yeah, good on us.
Mm.
Well, you know, that didn't happen when we played Napoli last year.
No, it didn't.
When they absolutely pumped us.
Yeah,
for one. And that's what happens. That's exactly what happens sometimes. So it's like there's got to be different game plans. I don't see Allegri doing it. I don't think he's going to change his ways. I don't know how long it's going to take for management to realise that.
Yeah.
But it's just the same old thing. They're seeing something different to what we're seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's like a loyalty thing or a money thing.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But the extension thing doesn't make sense.
For me, it doesn't. I've got to – look, this is just my theory on this. 1 year left, I think he will walk away. I think Juventus will go for either a Thiago Motta with a far-fetched coach, maybe down the track, Paladino. That's just my theory on this. But with Juventus, I don't know. Could be anyone, but Thiago Motta is one that I'm hearing a lot of. There's a lot of stories going around with him. Yeah. Makes sense in one way, but it doesn't make sense in another way because he doesn't have much experience in Europe.
Yeah.
And we've got a nucleus of players that probably will take us 5 to 8 years into a future. You know, you can mold the team around and then just...
That's my biggest worry, the fact that they'll just keep Allegri. Like, it almost feels like Allegri needs to get smashed in one more Champions League campaign to lose his job. That's what it seems like, because I can't see Juventus going, okay, cool, we're in the Champions League now, let's change coach.
Yeah.
That's what they should do, but they won't do it.
No, they won't.
So this is where there's going to be the possibility of losing players, in my opinion. There's obviously going to be some young players that are going to be fine with playing Champions League and knowing that they might not do that well. But I think there'll be some players that will leave. That could be Rabiot. That could be Chiesa. Mm. It could be the slightly older guys, if that makes sense.
Well,
because we've still got a lot of younger guys who might just go, well, I'm going to get game time now, you know? And especially if people leave, they might stay put.
And in saying that too, we've got, a lot of younger players that have come up from the next gen team that they're wanted by big clubs throughout Europe now, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's money to be made, but at the same time, we need to be concentrating on developing a team that's is going to set up Juventus for the next 5 to 10 years. Because some of these players, we know that there are very good signs, but it depends on the manager. Because the manager's the one that's going to mould the team to perform and to play to a game style.
Yeah, and to put them in the right spots and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all good and well having a player playing somewhere else who's free to play, but they come to Juventus and they get benched a lot and they don't get put in their position, then they're not going to flourish.
Well, McKennie's a perfect example, isn't he? McKennie's a perfect example. McKennie was playing in the position prior, and then he's gone on loan, come back, and he's reverted to a position that's not really his position, but he's actually been really good. But in saying
that's
that,
okay. It's good to do things like that. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, you don't keep him there. The problem is too many times that's what Allegri's done with players.
Yeah, that's what he's done. You're right. Kulusevski was the same.
He'll keep him there. Yeah. It doesn't work, and then he'll just keep him there. And it's like, you can't, you got to, at some point, you got to change things up.
I agree. And the thing is now, we've got players on loan that are actually performing really well at the lower teams in Serie A, but, how many can you keep? And, I'll throw in Kostic. Great first season. Gone missing. plays one in five games now, one in four that he actually does his job. This game, he was very disappointing. The crosses were piss poor.
For me, he was the worst.
You know, like, we expect more, and we need a player that's got to get the ball into the box. That's where our strengths are.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You know, like, we have got some decision-making towards the end of the season. What do we do with certain players? Sandro, you know, definitely gone. DeGiulio, well, you know, his injury, he's like porcelain. He breaks every time and he's out for how many. Get rid of him. But, you know, like, Kostic too, what do they do? Do they keep him? I don't think we need to keep him. I think he should just leave.
I don't think we need to.
No, just sell him off.
Good players. Yeah. Between Cambiaso and Ealing Jr.
That's it.
You're fine on that side.
But then in saying that, the midfield, we talk about Rabiot, he's thinking about, you know, going. Because I feel if Max goes, he'll go. That's what I feel on this topic. But, you know, like, I just think Juventus really needs to decide who they want to keep. And because, like, Kiers is another one too. You know, too much rumours and, you know, his management has said, well, let's sign something where Juventus will make money if it decides to go. But I just feel Kiers is capable of putting it on, but what do they do? They got too much, you know, up forward there to keep. Soler is at frozen on. You got Carl George now, they're thinking of extending his contract. Is that because they want to make money?
We don't know.
Bonichetta is a perfect replacement or help for Locatelli in his position. Locatelli in this game wasn't great, you know, but I still think he needs to help and he needs to go forward himself because
he needs to be in a different position.
Yeah, you know, like, but in saying that, in this game, we did see exposure in spots and that make you question going forward, is Juventus, you know, going to be okay? Because I just think these results that everyone's, you know, really raving on about, oh, you know, this, that, I still think when we play in the bigger teams, we do struggle. And some of the lesser likely teams like Empoli, I mean, they pull their pants down. Max got it wrong. You don't flirt with form. You should have played Yildiz.
Yeah.
Milik is Milik. Off the bench, give him 20, 30 minutes, and that's it. But Anthony, in saying this, who is your, for the ADP votes, the Alessandro Del Piero votes, who was your best player?
Definitely Chesney.
Oh, yeah.
I think he saved us from embarrassment. For me, he definitely gets it. Bremer, a very special mention Bremer.
Bremer was good.
I think he was
solid.
He was definitely the best, apart from Chesney. He was really solid. Yeah, he's doing really good. He's been very consistent, and I've been quite happy with him. But Chesney is for me, the ADP.
Cheers. And who was your worst?
Kostic for me. I think he was just, we had a couple of players that, you know, didn't play the greatest, but I think he was the worst of them. So, yeah, Kostic for me. This game was pretty easy. It wasn't that difficult. Gatti,
great defender. I don't blame Gutsy. I mean, that happens, you know, like, that was just
those things happen. He was a little bit out-muscled. Not in the greatest position. No. It was more of a forced one.
But Turam could have got at least two or three goals in this game. He did give us trouble, but I thought Juventus were handling him okay. But it's just, what do you do? Shit happens, as they say in this game. So
yeah, that's it. But yeah, they're my ones. How about yours?
Mine for the ADP is Chesney too. He pulled off, technically, or as you look at it, world-class saves. They were world-class saves, so he gets that. For the Amari, I agree with you. I'm going Kostic because
yeah.
I do not understand how a player like that can't cross a ball into the box, you know, to give our forwards a chance, like Vlahovic, and even if it's from a corner, Garty, Bremer, which you know they're going to go in and you know, give it a good crack at it, header, yep. whatever it is, and he still can, you know, he still plays him. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, here's my one. And so, look into next week's game. So, we got Udinese in week 24, home game, Tuesday the 13th of Feb at 6:45 Eastern Standard Time in Australia. We need a win. We just have to keep winning. Absolutely. And at the same time, we just need into the drop points. So,
yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't really. I think from here on, you know, from here on, we need to, yeah, we definitely need to get on a nice streak, keep the pressure on. If we've got any chance to win this Scudetto, that's what's got to happen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, hope just, for Inter to drop points. And that's pretty much what we have to do, really.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to just be a little bit more convincing and not let, you know, can't. We can't really afford not just the losses, but the draws.
Yeah. In saying that, Anth, we need a little bit of advice after this shocker of a game. But it's a time of the week for Anthony's advice of the week. Anth?
Yeah.
What's your advice, mate?
Geez, unfortunately, a lot of them are directed towards Allegri, but I think this is... In this situation, yeah, I think it's the same type of thing. So many times he gets it wrong by way of the way we're going to play a game or formations or whatever it might be. My advice for Allegri is to just, like, how many games and how many times are we going to have to make these mistakes?
Yeah.
Like you were saying before, it was perfect. Sometimes you just got to go out all guns blazing. Because we're defensive pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, whether it's a team that's weaker or a one that's more, we've got the same... We've got no plan B.
That's it. No plan B. And which he was spruiking about this at the start of the season. It was a different... Juventus, and he had you know, another game, so, and he's reverted back to his old ways.
He has, he has. Yeah. And that's, and for me, at this point in time, I don't think we're, you know, even if Inter is the better team and they've got, you know, players that are more in form and they've got a better formation and a better style of football and whatever you want to say, even if they are that, we are not worlds apart to have to play the way we are.
Yeah.
We can bring it to them and, you know, at least get a draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like that's something else. That's what we got to look at too. This isn't just, oh yeah, whatever. This was a loss. And it was a huge win for them because it could be the end of the title race. Depending, you know, like the ball's in their court now. Like it has been for us many, many times before.
Yeah.
It's for them to lose now. So this all, for me, we wouldn't have been in this position. And it's not just the Inter game, it's the Empoli game. In two games, we only come out with, you know, a point. To me, not good enough. And I think, yeah, well, I didn't give it to him as much last week, but for this week, you would think you'd come out a little bit more aggressively after such a disappointing drop of points to Empoli. That's my advice, is to pretty much for him to just change the way he is, because it's not going to last.
In saying that, Ant, that's your advice of the week, and that's Ant's advice of the week. Change, Max, change.
That's it.
Apart from that, mate, any final comments and input would you like to put into the podcast this evening? Any things you want to
Yeah, I just, it's, we've had a lot of positive podcasts and stuff like that. And, you know, we're not always going to win. But one thing that we, you know, a lot of people will talk about Juventus, about we expect to win, right? We've had, we always expect to win, but we know that the way we're coached and also that we're in a transition, that we've got to expect, we're actually got to expect now that we're not going to win every game or most games.
Yeah.
But one thing that we still will all want is there's nothing worse than not putting it all out on the field.
Yeah.
If you put it all out and you give it a crack and you lose, it's a lot better than these situations where I feel that Vlahovic missed it and then after missed his chance and then it was all downhill.
Yeah, like, I agree.
It shouldn't be like that. The team needs to learn to progress. And also, you know, it stems from a coach coming, excuse me, it comes from a coach who will settle for a draw. You know, like we talk about like how we always expect to win. That mentality is not coming from the top anymore. So that rubs off on your players, and then your players, they're not in form, and then bang, it's all over. It shouldn't be like that. Should be, if you stuff up, you keep going and you make amends for that shank.
Yeah.
You know? And not just him, it's also just in general, in play. Yeah. Like too many times we make a mistake and then, oh, well, that's all right, whatever. And then we go downhill and, you know, we get frustrated. That's my input. I think a little bit of culture also needs to change at Juventus.
Yeah.
And we would very quickly if that happens.
Thank you very much, Anthony Juventino, for your input into the first half of our show tonight. So any final cheerios or salutes?
Enjoy the rest. Enjoy the rest.
Yes.
I will be on the phone for several weeks.
Yep.
Because
your little one coming on the way there. And
that's all right.
The best to you and your family. And the charcoal-based mozzarella pizza was phenomenal. In our group chat, we've got a food porn WhatsApp group, and it's just blown off the rails the last couple of days. And it's just getting more sicker and sicker each day as it's going. Especially last night, my pizza cooking lessons.
Yeah. Looking forward to more of them.
No worries, Ant.
Enjoy the rest of the podcast with Mark.
And, no worries, mate. Saluti and fina la fine. And, fina la fine. And take care, mate. And we'll talk to you next week.
Will do.
Thanks,
have a great night.
Ciao, mate. Ciao.
Ciao.
That was Juventino Anthony. So we're going to get into the second part of our podcast. Then we're going to get Marco van Juventino on the line. And we're going to get his input into the game against Inter, which I still can't get my head around how bad we were. But, hey, it is what it is, isn't it? But let's see if Marco Juventino is on the line. And is he going to answer?
Hello, Ricardo.
Pronto, Kibal.
Hey, Marco.
Marco Di Vaio. How you going, Marco? Juventino. Welcome to the Free Juventino's podcast show. It's part two. We just had Anth digress and tell his disappointment in the derby, which wasn't the derby, but
it was a very excited derby.
Mate, how are you and how are you going and what's happening, mate?
Well, how am I? I'll say better than I was 37, 38 hours ago.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, I prefer, even though I am Italian, I do prefer Van Basten over Di Vaio. So next time, maybe if you could refer to me as the Dutch King.
Okay.
Or the Dutch Prince. I think the King was Christ. The Prince was Van Basten, but opinions may vary. But no, getting back to matters at hand, I'm okay, but still a little a case of licking my wounds after yesterday's disappointing.
How defensive were we?
Oh, it was more over performance, I think.
Yeah.
We'll unpack this obviously a little more. You clearly have as well with Anthony, but
We want your input, obviously. Mate, it was, mate, after Empoli, it's just gone off the rails a bit, mate. I think this one is more than 3 points. It's a six-pointer, mate, to be honest with you, because now we're going to be chasing, and we're going to have to worry about third spot here because Milan's on our ass now, 4 points away. So,
huge number of subplots that come from this. I think, probably in order, first and foremost, as much as we don't want to admit it, the title has now pretty much all but gone to Inter. They consolidated first spot.
They're to lose. They're to lose. That's their. They've got absolutely. The. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely, they have to. They have to lose three matches in the next 3 months, which hasn't happened so far yet this season. And we're about two-thirds of the way through it.
Mm.
And we have to win pretty much single match.
Mm.
Because if it comes down to them losing two games and us drawing a game and then being level on 7 points, we still don't get the title because of the head-to-head.
Yeah.
Secondly is what you just said after that I don't think it's a case of now conceding the title, but my bigger concern is actually conceding second spot.
Yeah.
The last 4 points behind us, we've still got some huge matches to play against Milan, against Roma, against Napoli, against Atalanta.
Mm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, all those matches except the Atalanta one are away from home.
Yeah, I think they are.
Milan's not in the Champions League, so unlike
they're
in the Europa League, but they're not going to care about that. They're going to prioritise top four, maybe even top three or top two. So they don't really have the distraction of, say, what Inter has.
Yeah.
And just this lack, we've gone off the rails up until 9-10 days ago. Our year so far, the month of January, essentially, was a really, really positive one. Not only were we unbeaten in the month, up to the Empoli game in that 4 or 5 week stretch, but we didn't concede many goals. We were scoring a lot more than the good old 1-0 results that Allegri's been accustomed to. And now we've the Chiesa injury, slight cloud, Rabiot coming back from injury, Moise Keane having failed a medical. That probably says a lot about his form.
He needs to stick to his rap, mate. That's just pathetic.
Milik having a red card. Yildiz being very good, but equally very raw. It's just a few question marks now. And as I say and I repeat, not really a case. I think the title was probably a 20-30% chance, even up to, even as at, say, early yesterday morning, we're always up against it, even if we'd drawn or won the match, because Inter has a game in hand and are on form.
Yeah.
I
mean, what was your expectation, Mark, honestly, like with this season? What was it? Remember we had this discussion at the start of the season. Did you expect us going for the title, knowing it's one game a week? I mean, with the squad we got, you were pretty adamant, title.
Yeah. And I think I say this on mine and Anthony's behalf, you're a little bit more pessimistic.
Yeah.
From memory, I think you were saying fourth spot,
top four.
Maybe third at very best, but Champions League is achievable, but not much more.
Yep.
I was a bit more bullish, and I maintain that. Given the players we've got at our disposal, I'll just rattle off a few. Vlahovic, who was and still is a prolific striker. Rabiot, who got to a World Cup final, and pretty much along with Mbappe, almost single-handedly carried that French team to the World Cup final 14 months ago.
Mm.
Bremer, Serie A Defender of the Year. Chiesa, probably one of the best outfield players at the Euros only 2.5 years ago. Yildiz, sure he's young, but a very exciting young talent.
Yeah.
Locatelli, who was also on form for Italy at the Euros a few years ago. The list goes on. Given the players, given the coach, I mean, I've been very critical of Allegri, but he's the highest paid coach in Serie A. And most of all, the fact that he has these players 6 days a week. In other words, he's only playing one match a week, so he's got 6 days to drill his tactics, imprint on the team the vision, the style of play he wants. I really thought, look, maybe Scudetto was a little bit of a long shot given Inter's form, but I thought we'd be there or thereabouts and at very minimum second spot, especially because all those other teams were in the Champions League. And again, I think Anthony agreed with me, that run from August to December, when all those other teams were playing essentially two games a week and we only one game a week, we could have probably gone into the winter on top of the league. We weren't, sure we were close, but in the last 2 weeks, the rails have come off, and I don't see Inter's rails coming off, even if they have a deep run in the Champions League. They've got form, they've got momentum.
And the best midfield in Serie A. And one of the best in Europe. Yeah,
but also take out Barella. It's a pretty cheap midfield, which now I'm going to move on to. I've criticised the performance and perhaps even Allegri. I'll criticise Allegri some more. But I think squad construction, I mean,
What's the game plan? Where's the plan B in this team? There's no plan B.
There is none. Oh, I don't even know if there's a plan A.
Well, he said at the start of the season, I'm going to be more attacking. He was, but then he reverted back to old ways.
Yep. And we saw that, those old ways, clearly yesterday when he was very happy parking the bus, sitting deep and trying to get a goal on the counter. And that almost happened, and it probably could have happened if
Vlahovic's touch
wasn't so heavy. We're going to talk about that, obviously, a little bit more.
Yeah.
But then, my word, we would have sat back even further, even deeper, for when did Vlahovic miss that chance? About the 30th minute?
Yeah, about
that
the
30th. That could have been 60, 70 very long minutes. And I don't know if we could have held out that long.
No, I don't think so.
Given Inter's midfield, their strikers, I mean, Thuram, wow, what a phenomenal season. I mean, a lot of the plaudits will go to Martinez, and so they should.
Yeah.
But Thuram, we can't forget, he's in his first season in Serie A.
Yeah.
He's formed a formidable partnership with Martinez. He didn't cost them an arm and a leg, and I think he's really punching above his weight. It's had salt in the wound, knowing that his dad, Lillian, was a former Juve great. Credit where it's due to, and I don't like saying this, but you have to pay credit. Beppe Marotta and their crew. I mean, Çalhanoğlu was an okay midfielder for Milan. He was very close to joining us. Apparently, he didn't. He's gone up a level at Inter. Same can be said for Mkhitaryan. He wasn't really doing well at all at Arsenal, Man United, and the like. He's in his mid-30s now, and he's killing it. And they were essentially, they cost nothing.
No.
And God forbid, in 4 months' time, they could have another guy that costs them nothing, and he's one of our best midfielders in Adrian Rabiot.
But at the same time, Mark, they've got financial problems. They're going to have to sell. They have got financial problems.
Absolutely. But look at what they're doing. They're selling they're making, look, they sold Onana to Man United, made a packet and got Sommer. If they sell Barella and pick up, God forbid, a Rabiot, it's really good business because they'll pocket, I don't know, 70 or 80 million from Barella, pick up Rabiot or someone, who knows, for free or a fraction of that, and they don't miss a beat, and they continue qualifying for the Champions League, potentially going deep, and they can start to eradicate those financial problems, even if they have to sell a player every year. And we've seen that. Who did they sell year before last? They got rid of a couple of good players before they sold Onana last season.
Yeah.
And they can steady the ship if they invest wisely and also have good investors off the field who can consolidate their debt and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, sure, we aren't in financial problems, but I don't think as fans we really look into that much. We want to see titles. We want to see Champions League football, and this is going to be yet another season. Need I remind us, the last time this team won the Scudetto was under Maurizio Sarri.
Yeah, I know.
During the COVID years. It's a very long time.
The man with the tracksuits and the cafetera.
And a very foul mouth.
And a very foul mouth. So Mark, who did you like in this game for your ADP votes?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I think this was actually really difficult for me because there weren't many good performances. But I'll go with Szczesny.
Yeah.
Simply because the result was 1-0. It could have been 3-0.
Yep.
But for those two miraculous saves.
World class. They were world class saves, yeah.
He did nothing wrong on the goal. He couldn't be at fault for that. But this could have been 2 or 3-0. And that would have done some real psychological damage to us.
Yeah.
1-0 is still respectable. Play for, away from home. All those sort of inferences could be drawn. Honourable mentions also to one defender in Bremer.
Oh, Bremer.
Martinez, very quiet.
He's been good. He was good. And he was good.
Yeah, he was. He was very solid. Number of interceptions, blocks, tackles. And also, probably the only midfielder, unfortunately, that showed up was McKennie.
Yeah, McKennie.
Honourable mentions to him as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But as I say, there was three good performers. One exceptional one in Szczesny. But shall we move on to the Amari?
Yeah, the Amari. So the Szczesny, we've all gone through. We've all three of us have gone on the same player. So the Szczesny was our best player. Now, two of us have picked the worst player. Now, let's see if it makes three with your vote.
Look, again, a bit like the ADP, this was even more difficult than the ADP.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. I can think of a handful of players that had ordinary games, were at fault, and or didn't turn up. Now, this might be controversial because I know that, well, look, I'll put it this way. I know that you and Anthony are fans of this player, but I think he had an ordinary game yesterday, and he's had let's just call it, he's had a pretty inconsistent season as far as I'm aware, but I know you and Anthony do like this player.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm referring to Locatelli.
Oh, you know what? He was my second pick on the worst player.
There you go.
But there was one that was worse above him.
Who do you think? Kostic?
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Why? But why did we go for Kostic?
Well, see, I'll tell you why I didn't go for Kostic, and this probably puts the boot into Kostic. I don't expect much from Kostic anymore these days.
Okay.
So
your expectation is not much at all, knowing his age. Yeah. And
We sat next to one another yesterday morning during the match.
That's right.
I said, he's been very, very inconsistent this season. I don't know why or what he's doing to keep getting selected. So my expectations have actually dropped of him. I think He had 7 crosses, not one hit the target. He was really good.
That's right. With the firepower we got, Mark, with Vlahovic and even from the corners, you got Gutsy and Bremer running in. Where's the quality of crosses?
Well, I just can't understand why he's on the team sheet. I'm just looking at his stats now. He completed less than 80% of his passes and misfired on all 6. I said 7. My apologies. All 6 of his cross attempts. He was really ordinary, but I'm going to go Locatelli because of the reasons I've said. I still have high hopes of Locatelli. All my expectations have pretty much dropped insofar as Kostic is concerned. I've been pretty scathing of him in the last 2-3 months. I just don't understand why he continues to be selected when you've got a young, hungry
Ilian
who's getting not many minutes at all. But for me, Locatelli was at fault for the goal. He didn't close out the bar. He was at fault for he was at fault there if you look at the tape over again.
Yeah.
But also just generally positioning wasn't good. Sure, he had to sit in front of the back three and absorb pressure, but his decision-making
at times
was pretty poor. But look, honourable mentions, for want of a better word, also, you know, I've mentioned Kostic. Rabiot, look, in his defence, he was a bit rusty.
He was.
He hadn't played a few weeks. Vlahovic, sure, again, in his defence, he was
Worst record at San Siro. You can't shake the monkey out of the bat.
That first touch.
So heavy.
A lot different. And he's the sort of striker that he's got to be used to that he may not get many chances and he's just got to bury them when he gets a chance or at least put the damn ball on target.
Mm.
He didn't either. There are a lot of ordinary performances. I'll cancel this out very quickly. Even Yildiz didn't really show up, but he's young, he's raw. And again, he had an enviable task of having to support Kostic, but also having to support the midfield.
Mm.
And this all leads me to what I really want to unpack more of,
because
I know I'm pretty sure you do too, is we rarely give awards to, well, we never give awards to the coach.
Yeah.
I think the coach just set this team up for failure yesterday.
Oh.
And he resorted to that defensive style again.
Good old man, Max.
Defensively, post-match, he straight away came out, ass-covering style, and said, well, Inter are a superior team, and the Scudetto was never really in sight. So he's in a roundabout way insulting his players. And again, we don't need to be reminded about some of the players, you know, World Cup finalists, a couple of Caniniere a couple of years ago, best defender.
Yep.
We've got damn good players.
Why didn't he make the substitution earlier, Mark? That's what I don't understand.
Junior could have come on.
That's it. You've got nothing to lose, mate. Truce?
Oh, true? Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Well, if nothing to lose and everything to play for, because we're now 4 points behind and they've got a game in hand.
Yeah.
So if we'd lost 3-0 or 1-0, what difference would it made? I really would have liked to have seen changes made earlier and more bold ones.
Definitely.
We criticised Kostic. Kambiasso didn't have a great game, but that was because we used to seeing him put in a good offensive shift, but he rarely crossed the halfway line because I think his defensive duties were really large yesterday.
Yeah.
He not only had to contend with, who was it? That was attacking Di Marco, but also behind him Bastoni, who can push up as well. So he was probably thinking, I can't push up and leave myself and my defenders vulnerable. So why didn't Allegri do something about that and say, no, I'm actually going to keep Yildiz on and throw Chiesa on as well, not take off Yildiz, and change the formation and go a 4-3-3. And by that, pin back their defensive three or back three and their wing backs by doing that.
Mm.
No, he just went like for like. The game was crying out for someone like Emiling Jr. He didn't do that. And it was almost like And then post-match, he says, oh, well, I was kind of expecting this. He says that in a roundabout way. I really think we sort of talked about this last week, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more as the season wears on, good, bad, or indifferent, regardless of whether we come second, third, or fourth. I don't think it'll be anything worse than that. But Max has probably reached or taken his team as far as he can. And come June, the club's got to take a good, hard look at whether they roll out that final year with Max or say, you know what, we're now back in the Champions League, clean slate, we'll pay you out your final year, Max, but we're now going to go this route and whoever that is. Whether it's a Zidane or whether it's a Mozza who's doing pretty good things at Bologna or a Gasperini, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think the club's got to say, you know what, Max, you've taken us pretty far, but you've gone worse in your second than you did in your first. We're back in the Champions League where we want to be. Your Champions League record is not very good in this second stint. We haven't gone past the second round. We're now parting ways.
Had the same conversation with Ant, and exactly what you just said. I just don't think Max is capable of taking this group of players to where we need to be within 5 to 10 years. That's what I'm thinking. That if we do things smart, we could have a great team that can make a final or two within, say, 2 to 5 years, get into a semi, maybe a final. But he isn't the coach that I can't see the second time around trying to reinvent the wheel, basically, because he can't. I think his game style is too defensive. We'll get smashed. The three at the back, he got it wrong in this game. I think he should have reverted to a four at the back in this game because we're so damn well defensive, dropping the two, the midfield back. It was five at stages. Yep. And then we just continually say the same thing each week, Mark, so... Yeah, it is.
We're being a bit broken record, like, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
And the other thing is that he doesn't seem to trust young players enough. And if you look at the direction we're going in, Yildiz, Sule, if he comes back.
Banachero is on loan as well.
Alcaraz, if he works out.
Houston Sauce, he scored a goal. Beautiful header this morning. So here's another one. So, yeah.
And can you trust Max with the young team? Yeah. He might and say, oh, no, but look at what I've done with Yildiz. I actually think he's been forced to use Yildiz because Keane has been awful all season. Milik has been hot and cold.
Yep.
And Kears has been injured.
That's
so
right.
He had to. His hand was forced with Yildiz, and Yildiz has just taken the most of it. But if Chiesa was not injured and Milik more reliable, and even Keane more reliable, you've got to wonder if Yildiz would have seen minutes. So I don't think it's a masterstroke by Allegri. I think it's just made the most of the cards he was dealt, and it's worked out very well for him and Yildiz.
Mark, it's your segment. It's the time of the week again. Question without notice. Marco Fiorenti. It's Mark's question without notice on our podcast. So, Mark, what is your question without notice?
Well, I think we've probably already sort of dealt with this, but let me just ask the question. After what you saw last week and yesterday, do you and I think it's fair to say you will be of the view that the Scudetto is the race is over.
Yep.
Here's my question though. Do you still think we can come second?
My prediction was fourth or third. So I'm sticking to that. I feel third is doable. Top two? Question mark. Because Max has cost us Empoli, wrong in dropping Yildiz. So 2 points there, and to, Monday morning our time, that wasn't just 3 points, that was 6 points.
Yeah, and probably also, let's not forget, when we played Inter at Juventus Stadium in Torino, he went for a 1-1 draw. We were 1-0 up there at home.
Yep.
We had some momentum. And then he parked the bus and we all know what happened. And again, he seemed content with that. So I think he dropped points there as well.
Yeah.
So you're scared that we might see more and more performances like the one we did yesterday in the next 3 months against the likes of Milan, Roma.
I think it's going to be lesser teams, Mark. I think we'll drop points against lesser teams.
Because he's going to go even more defensive to try and hold on to second.
Yeah, and don't forget, when you play a lesser like team that's mid-table or below, they're going to play above their weight, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're playing Juventus, yeah.
The only thing is, we could be playing, look at Udinese, for instance. We're playing them next week. We're going to come up against teams who are fighting to avoid relegation.
Udinese, got nothing to lose.
They're fifth from the bottom.
Yeah.
It's starting to get squeaky bum time for them, so they're going to go for it. And what happens when teams go for it against Juventus? Two things happen.
Yeah.
One, we sit back. And two, there's only so much pressure we can absorb. And sometimes, we saw it a lot last year, luckily not so much this year, and hopefully it stays that way, but who knows, we inevitably can see goals against anyone, from an Empoli to, God forbid, an Udinese, potentially as early as next week. So you're still saying we can make Champions League, but you're not confident of top two.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
Fair enough.
And, you know, we spoke about it in this podcast and previous podcasts. It's one game a week. And maybe, and then the Coppa Italia comes later on in the year, or towards the end of the season, which we're there in the semis.
Yep.
But it's just one game.
Yeah.
Like, what does that say to members and fans of Juventus across the world? I mean, I don't feel comfortable in saying that, you know, we are championship contenders. I think we are what we are at the moment, and I think the results sum up where we are at the moment until we get a new management.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right. Yeah, look, I'm just an opinion on this, Mark, but, you know, like, I think a lot of Juve fans that love the club so much, it's a girlfriend, second time around, it's not the same. They've gone for the safe option the second time around. It hasn't worked out. Even your dog is agreeing with me on this.
Well, I was just going to say, my dog Tilly's voicing her opinion very
well. I can get Jupiter in the room and Tilly and Jupiter can have a nice conversation over this. But, yeah, that, it is what it is, mate. And, no, I don't think it's going to work out. I think they need to sit down at the end of the season, like you were saying, have a really good think about it, and maybe just move on, pay him at the last season. I feel that he's going to do the right thing. I think he'll walk away. But if he's asking for a renewal, Juventus really need to think hard and long about that.
Isn't it, and sorry to sound cynical, but isn't it funny that last week or about 2 weeks ago, the talk of him wanting a contract extension came up? The cynic in me can't help but think, oh, no better time to ask for a contract extension. You've had a rip of couple of months up to the Empoli game. That just speaks of cowardice to me. I want to see him try and spark up contract renewal conversations yesterday or today when he's got 1 out of 4 points, or God forbid in 2-3 months' time when we might finish third or fourth, like you've just predicted. For me, I said it last week and I maintain it, all talk of any contract, whether it's renewed or rescinded or paid out, whatever, that gets put on hold. Let's just focus on top two. I think I really want to see top two, and I still expect it. I don't know if it is achievable anymore, but let's just focus on that. And whoever it is, Guintoli or whoever it is, just getting Max's ear and say, F the contract talk, Max.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the 30th of May. For now, you have to secure top two, and then we'll talk contracts. But I think they call his bluff, and come 30th May, if we come second, third, or God forbid, fourth, I think we'll still qualify for the Champions League. They've got to call his bluff and say he's 10 mil or whatever it is. Don't quote me, and say thanks, but we're now going in this direction. because we just don't.
Mark, see the future with you anymore. With your question without notice, I totally agree with you. And yeah, mate, that's it is what it is, mate. But we've got a lot of look, it's a big chunk from now until the end of the season, but I am not confident, but we need to get the max points probably in every game now going towards the end of the season. I just don't see it happening with Max. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, we'll take, as I say, one game at a time and hopefully they will drop points. But in saying that, it's that time of the week where we bid farewell and goodbye until next week. But, Mark,
Ricardo, thank you.
Great to chat with you.
Great talking with you.
And you can catch us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, our Facebook page, the Three Juventinos, and also JFC Melbourne Gigi Buffon, Instagram, Twitter accounts, and all social media. Mark, until next week.
Absolutely.
You have been listening to the Three Juventinos.
Thanks, Ricardo.